But it's a brand spanking new day nonetheless, and it's a new month, and it's time for a new season with an old friend. It's time for 10 Minutes with Tom Austin. Tom Austin of Austin Tax and Financial. Tax preparation, planning, retirement strategies and planning, and a whole lot more. Hey, Tom Austin, long time no talk. How are you, sir?
Hey, Mr. Gifford, it's good to hear your voice.
And good to hear yours as well, because you know, while you've been gone over the course of the summer, I've just ended up talking to myself here, and it's just it's just not quite as interesting.
I don't like your weather forecast right now.
Sorry, I can't help you with that.
Still summertime.
I know, but boy, it just kind of went away quick, didn't it?
It did. It happened fast.
Well, I saw some leaves on some sumac or something that had turned bright orange and red already the other day, and I thought, whoa, slow down, Mother Nature.
it's coming.
Let's take this easy. Well, you've been on your summer hiatus, but we're apparently done with that. We're back to fall. But while you were gone, or while we were gone, you guys had to finish up tax season late because that got extended. How did that wrap up there in the middle of July?
Well, yeah, it's been a crazy year, as you know, for all of us with the virus and all the things that are going on in our country. So for us, tax season got extended to July 15th. And, you know, when everything kind of came down with the virus, we just halted everything inside the office and was working in there, you know, just a couple people at a time and getting caught up. And then, but we had a steady flow of people. You know, all the way through July 15th, and especially the last couple of weeks, it got pretty busy. And we did more taxes this year, I think, than we probably normally would have because of the extension. And we had a lot of new people that came in at, you know, towards the end. But, you know, we got through that and moving on. And, you know, summertime, I like not to work as much in the office. So it's a time where I'm in and out a lot, but it was definitely a different couple of months into July with still, you know, actively doing taxes.
Now, that's interesting. Did you expect an influx of new people like that?
We really didn't know what to think of it. We looked at our numbers, like, from the prior year, in April 15th, the normal tax deadline, and we were behind, you know, the numbers, but we knew that there were a lot of people that hadn't come in yet. So in addition to that, we had quite a few people that were new, you know, towards the end of in July that came in, you know, just the procrastinators, the people that just don't get them done and wait till the last minute, you know. So, yeah, so I think we ended up doing more than we probably would have normally.
Well, good for you. I know there have been some people that have muddled through all these changes and all the differences in how we conduct business and have done it reasonably well. And if you're one of them, well, then kudos to you guys and well done. But now, do we return to some kind of a sense of normalcy? I mean, where are our heads at financially? As we look at still being in the midst of this kind of new version of going to work or not going to work, just a new way of doing business, can we get our heads back to a sense of normalcy financially?
Well, that's a big question. I can tell you that in our office anyway, we have begun seeing, you know, we've been seeing people for the last couple months as far as in person. During the summertime, now on the tax side of things, we were just doing all drop-offs and then people were coming and picking them up. But as far as my financial practice, and again, in the summertime, I'm not that busy, so we don't have a high level of traffic, you know, in the summertime. And, you know, we're keeping our distances and making sure we're doing the things that we need to do from a health standpoint. But, you know, looking at moving forward with what's going on, you know, in the stock market and how we're planning with people, you know, we're still moving ahead and planning with people, you know, the same way that we have in the past, but having conversations about where we see this market going. You have an election coming up. We have, you know, a lot of money that's been spent, you know, to sustain the economy. So there's a lot of things that we have to look at and where we may see the market and the economy going. But, you know, this is the 23rd year that I've been in this business, Jim, and, you know, we've seen a lot of different things in 23 years, you know, going back to, 2001 when we had the 9/11 attacks and we had a major collapse of our economy. I was just a fairly new person in the business at that time. And then in 2008, we had a huge market collapse. So I've seen a lot of different things in how we kind of navigate through that. But I've talked before, but, you know, we moved here in 2003, you know, from South Bend. And we opened up our office in Stephensville on Railroad Highway in 2008. And at that time, you know, we decided to incorporate tax practice with our financial planning practice. And from there, you know, a lot of our focus has been helping people during tax season with a cost-effective tax return, but then also helping people on the planning side, you know, with the financial side of planning, especially in retirement, on how, you know, taxes and money, you know, intertwine with one another and how that you can be more efficient in paying less taxes, you know, with distributions from pensions and IRAs and that type of thing. So, you know, your question, I'm not sure if I exactly answered it, but the financial front right now is going to be very interesting, I think, over the next several months with the election and moving into 2021.
Well, you bring up an interesting point here, and that is that this may be the first time for some people that are new to the area or new to the morning show that all of a sudden here's a guy named Tom Austin on the radio talking, and we should make sure that we let them know who you are, and you you started with that process, where you come from, but the basic services that Austin Tax and Financial offers to everybody, but newcomers specifically. Walk me through what an initial consultation would be like for someone new coming to get together with Tom Austin for tax and financial advice going forward.
Yeah, that's a great question, because it's going to be different, obviously, depending on who you are and where you're at in your lifespan, quite frankly, and how many more years you have to work. You know, a high concentration just in the financial business in general is done with people that are closer to retirement, you know, because that's where people, you know, most people have their money, you know, saved up in their 401k, so now they have to take that money and make it last the rest of their life and try to be tax efficient with it. So when if somebody's coming in and they're, you know, close to retirement, or saying, you know, we get people that, hey, I'm retiring next week, a friend of mine told me to come see you, you know, so we're going to look at very carefully at you know, what kind of debt that they have, what kind of income do they need, how can we be efficient with their taxes, looking very closely at Social Security, you know, what's the best time to take Social Security, you know, we talk about tax on Social Security, which a lot of people miss in the financial planning world, because Social Security is tax-based on other income. So we gather all the information, you know, get to know each other a little bit, and then put a plan together to help them you know, feel comfortable about navigating, you know, the uncertainty of retirement and what that may look like. And so, you know, that gets more into detail with what those plans look like. And we, you know, we could talk about that another time. But in general, you know, we obviously are going to, you know, collect information, get information about your assets, and then put a plan together that's going to show you how to, you know, be efficient with taxes and diversify your money, you know, the best way to create income and those types of things.
Yeah, the basic concept for someone who's getting started with their financial planning and their planning for retirement, that really hasn't changed down through the years, has it?
Well, it has to some degree because of the fact that traditional pensions, you know, have gone to the wayside. Well, yeah. So used to be 40, 50 years ago, you work for a company and you retire, and you know, and you have a pension and you may save a little bit on the side and you collect your Social Security. Well, when pensions went away, you know, now it's predominantly 401k. So now that opened up the field for people like myself in the financial world, because there was a lot more money now to manage. And so now you're dealing with people that have lump sums of money that you have to help them navigate through that and feel comfortable they're not going to run out of money. But from the savings standpoint, the initial savings, you know, we certainly encourage people, you know, if you have a 401k with a company that has a 401k, get involved in that 401k. Make sure that you're taking, you know, getting at least the max that they give you. And those things that we have conversations with younger people like that, or what's the best way to do, you know, should I put in more than what they're matching? If I have extra money, should I invest outside that? So there's a lot of different conversations we have with people that may be, you know, just, you know, maybe in their 30s or even 40s or even 20s, you know, on getting started If you don't have a 401k, then obviously you can put into your own retirement plan, and we certainly have conversations with those people as well.
At the other end of that spectrum, you mentioned a gentleman, someone who has come in and says, I'm going to retire next week. Somebody told me to come see you. Have you ever had that happen where you sit down with somebody like that and you ask them what kind of financial situation they're in and they pull out their wallet and say, I've got $150? How's that?
Well, you know, sometimes there's people that, you know, you do the best you can do to help them, but sometimes there isn't a whole lot you can do.
The social security situation, that hasn't changed. I mean, we keep hearing about this payroll tax deduction holiday or whatever it is that's going on between now and the end of the year. That confuses me. Do you know what that is all about? That you might have to pay it back?
That was part of Trump's executive order that employer could forego the payroll tax through the end of the year, but the understanding now is that that's supposed to be paid back. So it's like a paid holiday. But
it's also voluntary.
That they could go ahead and forgive that. So, but at this point, that money is supposed to be paid back through when you file your income tax.
Okay. But that was voluntary. That's something that you and your employer have to decide on, or had to decide on, right? It's not something that just automatically happened, right?
Correct.
Right. Okay. That's at least I understand that part of it.
Yeah. Our government can't come together, so you know that this is what I guess you get. You know, it's I don't know if it's good or bad, but you know, hopefully come together soon with some type of a plan for some of the people that are still hurting out there.
That sounds like somebody's campaign theme. Well, I guess this is what you get.
I don't personally like it because if you have to pay it back, you have that uncertainty. I don't see how that's helping a whole lot of people temporarily, and then it just could be problematic down the road.
Well, sitting down and talking with Tom, probably your best bet if you have questions regarding your finances, your investment strategies, and that sort of thing. Tom, the best way for them to make that initial call for a consultation, what's the best way to get a hold of you and the crew at Washington
Taxi?
Best thing
is just call our office, 269-429-1585. Vicki would be happy to take your call, and if you have any questions, sometimes people just call and they have a question for me. I'm happy to help out if we can do that, or you know, just also sit down and help in any way we can in understanding what type of financial needs that you may have. We're also located at 4231 Red Arrow Highway in Stephenville.
Well, if you've been able to get people through the 01 crash and the 08 crash and this COVID nonsense, then it sounds like you've got a pretty good track record there, and it would be a good idea for people to give you a call. Tom Austin is an investment advisor representative with Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of Capital Asset Advisory Services. Topics discussed and opinions given not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. Listeners are always encouraged to discuss their specific needs with the appropriate professional. We hope that professional is Tom Austin. And as always, Tom, thanks to you. And boy, it's good to have you back on the air.
Yeah, it's good to be back on there, and it's good to see that you still remembered all your cues.
Yeah, I do have memory issues, but if I've got it in front of me on paper, I'm pretty much good to go.
You have a great day, Jim.
You too, Tom. Thank you.